In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep calm and carry on, dear friends, dear faithful. It could be the sum up of the epistle and gospel read today, because they provide us a pretty good summary of what we are to do to practice our Catholic faith. We are to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulations, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and pray to the Father in Jesus' name. None of these things should be new to us. St. James speaks of visiting the widows and the orphans. Obviously, he is speaking about all of the charitable acts that we ought to perform, all of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, like feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, burying the dead, teaching the ignorant, counseling the doubtful, and so on. The opportunities for doing good for our neighbors are just about limitless. Even in an affluent nation such as yours, there are many ways that we can help those around us. Often enough, it won't even cost any money, as there is plenty of people who would benefit from our time, our visit, our call, who'd benefit from a kind word or a little bit of encouragement. St. James also speaks about keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Here again, he's including a great many things in this brief phrase. Certainly, he means that we should keep away from all of those thou shalt not that we hear about in the commandments. But being unspotted implies a somewhat greater degree of perfection than merely avoiding the serious sins. It suggests that we should not be caught up in the things of the world. We have to make our way, of course, putting a roof over our heads and bread on the table, but the material things in our lives ought to be less important than the spiritual things. They ought to be a means to a salvation rather than an end in themselves. The Gospel speaks of prayer, and perhaps this element is the most important of the three. It's hard to imagine anyone doing a very good job of loving his neighbor if he has little or no love of God. It's hard to imagine how anyone could be detached from worldly things if he's not attached to heavenly things. More specifically, the Gospel speaks of prayer in Jesus' name. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. The name of Jesus is powerful. His name itself is a prayer. By the way, I would like to encourage you to go to watch the movie, the recent movie, Nefarious. Beautiful movie about a possessed person. And that's very interesting, among many things, that to see how the devil hates the simple name of Jesus. And the simple evocation of the name of Jesus makes him upset. He cannot hear. So the name of Jesus, the name of God, and the name of Mary. So let's not be tired, you know, to pray them, because we know that it will please Mary, Jesus, but it will also make the devil upset. So I encourage you to go to watch this movie, because it's a beautiful movie. And there will be a before and after in your spiritual life, I promise you. So if you ask anything in my name, he will give it to you. No, it should not surprise anyone that praying in Jesus' name excludes a lot of the things that we might ask for. Surely it excludes anything sinful and anything that would give us some advantage at another person's expense or embarrassment. Praying in Jesus' name excludes praying for the frivolous and vain things of the world. In fact, probably the best way to pray in the name of Jesus is simply to ask God that we may humbly accept whatever he wills for us here on earth, in order that we may one day share his happiness in heaven. Prayer in Jesus' name ought not to be exclusively self-centered. Of course, we can and we should ask God for the things that will make our life on earth reasonably comfortable, and for the things that will bring us to salvation. But prayer must go much further than that. It should always include adoration, telling God how good he is, how glorious he is. It should include thanksgiving for the favor he has already granted us. And he should beg forgiveness for the bad things we have all done in our lives. And prayer ought to include those around us. We ought to pray for the physical and spiritual well-being of our friends, of our relatives, of our neighbors, but also of those in authority in the church and in the government. Whatever we might think of them, we ought to pray in particular for those who lack God's graces, either because they have never been exposed to the faith, or because they have simply rejected it. Finally, our prayers should always include the dead, relatives, friends, all the souls in purgatory, particularly those who have no one to pray for them. Who knows what soul languish in purgatory with no one on earth to remember them in prayer or at Holy Mass. So we have today this simple summary of what we must do to practice our Catholic faith. Love of neighbor, detachment from the world, and above all, prayer. The collect of this Mass expresses it well. O God, from whom all good things do proceed, grant thy humble servants that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that are right and be moved by the grace to do them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.